Let me join with Brady in welcoming everyone here this evening. I'm sure pleased that we have so many visitors. We're thankful for your presence. We look forward tonight to expressing our love for God through singing of psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Just for a few moments, I'd like to make some comments about what tonight's singing is not. Now, I don't know, I think they tell most public speakers never start with a negative, but I think that's a good place for us to start. First of all, its purpose is not entertainment. Although praising God and remembering His care for us is a joyous duty for all of us that love Him. And it makes no difference what sort of talent that you may have. God will be pleased, so sing out as if you were an opera star. We're not interested in how well we sound as much as we are in how closely that our songs speak truth. And we're all interested in that we make sure that the lyrics that we use and the songs that we sing speak the truth. We don't use instruments except for our hearts and our lips. Now, there's a few things I'd like to say about the positive side for tonight. And those are taken from Colossians 3:16. Most Bible students are familiar with that verse, and it begins like this: "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom." As we sing tonight, we'll be reminding ourselves of Christ's word as we sing songs that are based on His word. So let's remember that part of this is to allow the word of Christ to dwell in us richly. The second part of that verse is teaching and admonishing one another in songs and hymns and spiritual songs. One of the great purposes in singing is teaching one another. Not only teaching adults as we sing, but teaching our children and our grandchildren the love that we have for God and some of His principles and the duties of responsibility that we share together. Then it goes on and says that we admonish each other as well as teach. And I think that is what we do as we sing from the heart. We admonish each other to greater faith and service, even greater repentance as we seek to please our Lord. Singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Singing from the heart will produce enthusiasm and a passion to serve, to love one another, and a deeper respect for God. So let us join in tonight and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Thank you.